The purchase would have been for more than $6 million in computer equipment and installation costs, with the district running the system. The present system is nearly a decade old, and district computer staffers say old equipment is increasingly likely to fail. In a complicated process involving asking two companies to lower their bids, the original low bidder was replaced by a well-connected company which lowered its bid. Advance 2000 CFO Jad Maoud had gone public and to the FBI with his complaints about the process and says the rejection vindicates his problems with the process, which bypassed his firm.
What they stated was incorrect. And one in particular was when they said we tried to call them to get them to give us favorability with it. We with Packard, all what we're trying to do is make the level playing field. In other words, make sure that all bidders get the same cost. That's all we're trying to do in order to make it a fair process, because it wasn't a fair process to begin with.
The winner of the second round was another local company which employed the husband of a former school board member. The board last week blocked an attempt to determine if that school board member had voted to award contracts to that company when her husband worked there. Cash says the vote was a mistake because the school system needs the new computer system. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.